We're going to continue the hour by talking about redevelopment at University Place Mall. This is already ongoing and big developments expected next week. March 6th is the date when demolition begins on the Southern Season Wing, and there's going to be a lot more development from there. This is going to result in a lot of major changes to the area. It also means some of the businesses currently at the mall are looking for other places to be. That includes the Frank Art Gallery, which is currently at University Place Mall, will be here for another little while, but is in the process of moving to a different location. And to talk about that and look ahead to the future, we're joined in the studio by Natalie Knox, who's the gallery director at the Frank Art Gallery. Natalie, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me here to talk about our exciting news.
FrankIsArt.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Where are you moving to?
We are moving to Carrboro.
Nice.
And it's going to be, if you're familiar with Carrboro and its history, we are going to be where Cameron's used to be, next to Whiskey Eats and Hickory Tavern.
Awesome. Yeah. And Cameron's also used to be in U-Mall and then moved, like you're just following
them.
Yeah,
we're basically just following
this
in their
footsteps. It's a pretty good business to follow.
But yes,
I like
it. They've been a wonderful business to follow, so we're excited about following in their great footsteps.
Awesome. The 300 East Main Street complex in Carrboro is where it's going to be. What's the timeline for moving? Do you know yet?
Yeah. So right now we're doing a little bit of fine tuning in that space. And we're expected to start moving in there the last couple weeks of March. And our plan is to reopen there in April.
That's
beginning
quick.
Of April. Yeah. Right around the corner.
Wow. What makes the new space great?
Well, it is going to, we're going to have a storefront. So we've been really fortunate here in our time at University Place. It's been really great for us. As you all know, maybe this was our second move. So we started on Franklin Street and then moved into University Place 5 years ago. And we are just excited to have a storefront again, be in the liveliness of Carrboro. There's a lot of great things in Carrboro already and a lot of wonderful things coming. The new Art Center building will be really close by. The new Carrboro Library. We're going to be next to Women Craft and
yep.
Peel, which are awesome galleries too. So we're just really excited about the liveliness and the arts district that we feel like we're adding to in that area.
It's such a great art scene.
It is.
And like throw in West Franklin Street as well, like that whole area. It's really great.
Yeah, it's got a great vibe to it. And I mean, I'm excited because I'm in the gallery almost every day. So I'm excited to be able to see the sun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And have a storefront.
That is fair.
And have people, you know, recognize us when they're driving by or walking by. And personally glad to be able to grab a cup of coffee at Gray Squirrel anytime.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So we're really excited.
When did you start looking?
We started looking probably about 6 months ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did you work with town officials, county officials at all? Were they helpful or?
We worked with a commercial real estate agent.
Okay.
We started kind of pounding the pavement ourselves, looking for open spaces, and but we enlisted the help of a commercial agent to help us. James Bailey.
Awesome.
I'll give a shout out to him.
Speaking with Natalie Knox again, gallery director for the Frank Art Gallery. FrankIsArt.com is their website. University Place is currently the location, but it's going to be moving down the road in just a matter of weeks to the 300 East Main Street complex in Carrboro, former site of Cameron's. So I have to ask, and we talked about this off mic, but I'm going to throw it out there on a live microphone. Are you keeping the shrine in the back? Because you should keep the shrine in the back.
Yeah, Aaron just presented me with a great idea.
I want to throw this out there and make it happen.
I think it's a really great idea about keeping a nod to Cameron's shrine that they had in the back. So we'll see. Well, you know, there's a lot of exciting things in store for us in the new space. Which could include a shrine.
Could include a shrine. No pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also going to include lots of wonderful art and new artists. So please stay tuned on our website because we'll have a grand reopening in that space with lots of Frank originals.
Awesome.
Frank original artists and lots of new and returning guest artists.
And for people who don't know the Frank Art Gallery and the work that you do, it's a gallery and a whole lot more. So tell us about Frank.
Yeah, we're a very unique organization in the in the fact that we're also a nonprofit organization as well as a fine art contemporary art gallery. So we do a lot of outreach programming. We do artist talks and opening receptions, and every Sunday some of our artists who are part of our outreach committee work with a Karen Youth art group, teaching them how to do art. And proud to say that we've had a lot of graduates of the Karen Youth art group that have since gone off to college with art degrees.
Awesome.
So it's been really fun watching them, you know, grow for over the last 11 years. But we're also working with local organization Boomerang, the Boomerang Youth, and doing art mentorship with them too. And every first Saturday of the month, we have coffee and donuts in our gallery and a really fun session that we called Coffee with Frank. So you can come learn about a different topic each time. This Saturday, March 4th, we're having one about cold wax and encaustic wax mediums. Free to attend and get coffee and donuts.
Sounds
good.
What's
not to love?
Speaking with Natalie Knox again, Frank Art Gallery, frankisart.com is the website for more information on all of that. So, newsy question. Frank is one of several businesses that are moving out of University Place, and there are lots of examples around Chapel Hill especially, but we're seeing this in Carborough too, where older buildings and older developments are getting taken down and redeveloped. And this is affecting businesses that are there that are having to suddenly look for new locations. What are your thoughts about the fact that you have just gone through this?
Yeah, you know, it's not ideal. When we first moved into this space, we thought we were going to be here for, a longer time. The space that we're in is really beautiful currently. It's designed by Phil Shostak, who is a local architect who also designed the DPAC. So it's a really nice space. And we've been fortunate in our time here that traffic has been pretty good for us, especially from our last move. But yeah, it wasn't something that we were initially thought was going to happen. And it is a bit of a disappointment that we can't stay in the space, because it's eventually going to be taken down. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of just getting ahead of it. The we technically would probably be able to be in the space for a little bit longer, but with all the construction and the kind of forced relocation, where we try to get ahead of it, we had this opportunity to move into this wonderful space. So we decided to go for it.
Anything that town or county, already mentioned, like town and county officials working with you on this, and you didn't really work with them, but is there anything that the town or county can do to help out businesses and organizations like Frank that are kind of in this situation?
Yeah, you know, we've been really fortunate that Carborough and Chapel Hill have been, wonderful to us. We're part of the Chamber, which is a wonderful organization too, and they've been really helpful. I think that just having the support from everybody has been really essential. And I think for the public and for town officials, just visiting these places and being patrons, coming to events, purchasing, maybe making your first stop local businesses to make your purchases at.
Yep.
I think all of that makes a big difference.
So with that in mind, the move's coming in a month, basically, which I was expecting you to say like May, June, something like that.
Yeah.
Like this is coming up quick. What's on tap for the rest of the year once you're in?
Yeah, you know, I always forget how short February is.
I know, right?
It always
catches me.
You
think you have three extra days and then March is here.
It really makes a huge difference when those months only have 28 days in them. I keep saying that it's all very exciting, but it is very exciting. Moves are got a lot of moving parts. But we will be working with TROSA, which is an awesome organization to help us move.
Yep.
They're already on top of that. And for the rest of the year, we've actually decided to shorten our exhibits. So we typically change every 2 months. Now we're going to have new shows every 6 weeks.
Cool.
In order to fit more art and more exhibits into our schedule for the year.
Nice.
So no breaks in that for the rest of the year.
That's a good problem to have. How do we have all this art? How do we display it?
I know, and it's great. You know, we are a collective organization, so we have 24 member artists, but unlike a true collective model, we also showcase the work of a ton of local guest artists and regional. So we're going to have tons more art. We're still planning to carry on with our Coffee with Franks every first Saturday of the month, our opening receptions, artist talks, and as you know, which we'll probably reach out to you shortly, or just put you on the spot right now.
Please, I already put you on the spot with the shrine. Put me on the spot with Off the Wall.
We have our Off the Wall gala, which is, you know, slated for October, which... If you don't know, Aaron Keck does a wonderful job of emceeing, so I will ask him now, since we're here.
Since we're here, yeah.
Would you like to be our MC?
Sure.
All right. So we'll let you know the date.
Okay, good.
But that's our annual fundraising event that we is that's slated for October, and we're excited to have you be a part of it.
And again, frankisart.com is the website. Go there, find out more. They're here in University Place for a little while longer, but coming up in a month, they'll be down the road at 300 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. Great location. Head there anytime and check it out. Natalie Knox, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.